Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Good day. I was going to say morning, but
welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how to make the real estate industry a better place. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
I'm very curious where you were going with this topic, actually.
I know. Okay. It might just be me talking today.
Oh, could be. All right. First, let's see here. Michael asked, hello, friends. I have a number of small parcels that I bought, but I'm not getting much traction. Are folks having any success with parcels that are 5 acres and larger? Thanks. And I'm going to add in here that one of our members had replied, and I wanted to share the reply, too. So Kevin weighed in and said, Michael, I haven't sold anything under 5 acres yet. I keep getting them here and there. I have a new deal coming out with super easy terms like $99 down and $49 per month for all my 0.5 acres and 1 acre stuff. I think this will attract the right attention. Then there's always eBay. Jack recently said that the bigger stuff sells faster than the 5 acre properties.
You know, I wish I had some industry wisdom, old man wisdom about this.
Right.
But here's the truth. It seems to me that stuff just sells.
Right.
You wake up and it's, you know, I wonder if he's taking credit cards. That's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a website and you're driving traffic to the website through all these other channels and you can check out in the middle of the night like you're buying a pair of shoes, that's a game changing scenario. So if that's the case, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
The smaller properties that you sell for like $1,000 or $1,500, you can check out with a credit card. I mean, you're going to sell it really fast. Mm-hmm. So the fact is, Joe and I just never have any problems with sales.
Well, and here's the reason why. When you write a good description, you have good photos, you know, all the basics are there. Now you go out and it's priced properly and you're reaching them in the 10 different ways that, you know, we share with our with everybody. You know, I've written blogs about this. Then all you do is sit tight, give it a couple of weeks, and before you know it, like
right.
You just said, Jack, you wake up in the morning like, oh, that one's gone. Oh, and that one's gone too, you know?
Here's how you fail at sales. And then I'm going to follow up with exactly what the right thing to do is. Everybody who's got issues with sales, and there are very few people, if you go on a success plan, there's very few comments about this. It's more like, oh my God, I woke up this morning and it's all sold.
Right. I'm out
or
of inventory.
I'm out of inventory.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only because, it's what Jill said, you have to post it properly. We're working on tools for our group to make this real easy, where literally, it's once you have all the information in a spreadsheet, you push a button and it posts it everywhere, every single place you can think of. None of that matters if you're not driving them back to a website, your website or LandPin, let's say, if you're a member, and they can't check out with a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
That's the real deal.
That's it. Make it so they don't have to call you, and
yeah.
Make it really, really easy by properly advertising, whatever, marketing the property, and then making it super easy to check out when they don't really have any questions. The right guy's going to come along and go, hey, baby, look at this. This is what we've been waiting for.
Yep.
Let's buy it.
Or what do we have to lose at $1,500?
That's
true, too.
Can't
possibly lose. That's, you know, I'm assuming everybody's buying it right.
Right.
If you have a question or you'd like to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, make the real estate industry a better place. Well, what the hell do I mean by this?
Mm-hmm.
There's a small select few people who, for some reason, think that the real estate industry is something to be messed with, or that you have to lie or do some bad stuff to succeed. Here's an example. They don't just send out regular offers like we do in droves. They send out foreclosure notices.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Let's all make a pledge here to make they sell property for 3, 4, and 5 times to the same person.
Oh, yeah.
Right before they go to prison.
Yeah.
let's just make a pledge here that we're going to make the real estate a better place. We're not going to be on the dark side of that whole thing. My whole point to this whole show is, You don't have to lie and cheat and sneak around and pull fast ones to really do well in this industry and feel good and sleep well at night. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, this is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's my whole point in this.
You're right.
So buying property, inexpensive property, and selling out offers that are for less than market value is not a crime. All right? You're not taking advantage of some little old lady. There's nothing, and if you think, if somebody signs an offer and sends it back, and you think that this happens to us once in a while, you think that they just don't understand it, like maybe they're elderly, ask to talk to their kids or anybody, make sure that they understand what's going on. You never, ever want to take advantage of somebody.
It's true. It cracks me up how I have this conversation with people and I'll say, haven't you ever just almost paid someone to get that, that item out of your life? Like, heck yeah, that car was under a tarp for years.
Yeah.
Or I hated that table, or this couch had to go, or something like that.
It's a garage sale.
Maybe it's even jewelry with a bad vibe. Not kidding.
Right.
And you're like, heck yeah, I was happy to see it go. I know I gave that away, and I don't really care. So right. when I can talk to people and I explain that, I'm like, okay, now imagine that feeling, but it's a piece of dirt. They go, oh, I guess you're right. I'm like, yeah, there's plenty of people out there that are staring. Because here's the thing too. This piece of property needs something every year in the form of a tax bill. So for some people, it's not even just sitting there collecting dust. It's annoying them every year.
Well, it's a liability now.
Yeah, and it costs something every year. And they're like, I have to think about this every year.
Yeah.
So it's even worse than,
a car in a garage.
Exactly.
A whole car in a garage.
So they're like happy to get something out of it. It's always a respectable offer. And that's one of the things that I advocate too. I never want to... It makes me angry, people that think, hey, you're going to lose it anyway. You're going to just let it go. Why don't you just give it to me? Just give it to me. Or I might even give you $10 or something stupid.
That's
like, don't
silly.
Even do that.
Yeah, I agree.
That's not cool. Make it worth their while. Make it be respectable about the whole thing.
Picture yourself on the other side of the transaction, and picture yourself in the circumstance of the seller. Would you do the same thing?
Right.
So the key here is respect. Here's another thing that I think is, speaking of respect, that I just don't understand. Have you ever gone on to Land Watch or Land and Farm or Land Pen? Well, Land Pen, we don't allow it, but someone is trying to sell a piece of property. There's no pictures. There's no APN. They post it up there and they say one sentence like, oh, maybe there is an APN. And then it says 5 acres in Northern Arizona in Mojave County for sale, close to Kingman. And that's it.
And you wonder why
that's
it doesn't
sell. Never washing your car to me. All right? Yeah. And you wonder, it's just, why is it? Don't even post it. If you're not going to do it right, don't waste your time. It's a distraction. I happen to respect real estate and love it. We both do.
Mm-hmm.
And we treat it that way. We treat it with the respect that it deserves.
It's good.
Take some nice pictures of the property, spend a little bit of money, not time and money on it, and it's going to treat you back really well.
Most properties have some attribute. Maybe it is, and let's all remind ourselves, there's plenty of people out there that want properties that don't have access because they want to be off the grid. They really want to be off the grid.
Maybe the only attribute a property has is the fact that it's incredibly cheap.
Yeah, that could be. Exactly.
That
yep. And it's
large. All the other stuff has to get worked out, like access.
Right. Maybe they have to get some access.
We have a couple members in our group who seek out property that has no physical or legal access, and then they go get the access.
And they create it.
They create it through, the adjacent neighbors and through the county.
Right. I totally agree. This is good. Thank you I like this show, and I'm glad that you brought this up, Jack.
This fall, I know somebody called me Captain Obvious a few weeks ago, like in writing. Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Yeah.
With a smiley face. I'm like,
it's so funny.
I the first time I saw it, I'm like, that's one of the best compliments I ever got.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to do here. A lot of this stuff is common sense. Mm-hmm. It's just forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
Long time ago, my attorney and good lifelong friend said to me, we all know what we need to do to succeed. Like, we all know we're supposed to go to the gym in the morning, every morning, but we don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that we don't know. Well, here's your chance to know everything. Jill and I know just about all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no excuses.
Just about all of it. That's hilarious.
Not all of it.
Wait, what? Wait a minute. Hold on a moment. Where are you going with that? There's a lot that I don't know.
Join us in another, between the two of us.
Okay, we're pretty good.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
just about anything you want.
We'll use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You're not alone in your real estate ambition. Yeah, this show had to happen.
Okay.
It's not going to make it in the top 10 list, but...
Is this a rant?
No.
Oh, is this a...
No, it's just...
It, is this like, it's not, be a good person?
Yeah, just do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't... We all know what the right thing is.
Exactly.
Just have some respect and it's going to treat, you know...
If you have a sick feeling in your stomach, like, you know, something, whatever it is, then it's not the right thing.
Yeah, I mean, change the oil in your car. It's the right thing to do. I hate it, but that's you have to do it. And then mm-hmm. your car's going to treat you okay back. That's
exactly.
the kind of thing. That's all it is.
Like the time I stole that Moscow Mule mug and I had that sick feeling in my stomach and I had to take it back. You're talking about peer pressure.
I forgot about that.
That was so...
That was ridiculous.
Funny. I can't believe that lady... She talked me into it. And, that, yeah, and then I had to take it back.
That lady had special powers.
Oh,
I can't talk you into anything.
So funny.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.